What's up, people? Right now I'm in Nogion, which is a suburb, I guess, of Ujambu. It's really close to the subway station of where I live. And so lately I've just been... it's actually so close to the subway station in my town that you can pretty much walk from that station to Nogion Station. So I've been coming here lately, principally because they have a McDonald's, and one of my friends, who's also American, that teaches here, she said that she thought McDonald's in Korea was better than Loteria, and she's right. Loteria really isn't that good, but it's really close to where I live, so I go there sometimes. And not to make it seem like I'm some kind of American that can't live without eating fast food and cheeseburgers every day. I actually enjoy eating Korean food a lot, but my... you know, if I'm alone, though, it's sometimes difficult to have a good Korean meal by yourself because Korean culture is such that... usually people do things together. There's been a lot of solitary activities, usually. So a lot of restaurants are only serve things on the menu that are meant for more than one person to eat. So like maybe a hot pot kind of thing, or you know, like Korean barbecue is always for more than one person. Stuff like that. Yeah, so... Oh, and I like trying new Korean food. Obviously, because I'm here and I want to... You know, I want to see everything. I want to experience the culture. I have one friend from our group. Group of American friends. That pretty much every time I see him... And we, like, go to Seoul together or whatever. He's always like, oh, I want to check out this new Mexican place I heard about. He eats pizza pretty much every day, for what it sounds like, by himself. So I think he's eating a whole, like, what is it, 8 slices of pizza every day? Which is not healthy, but, you know, good on him if that's what he wants to do. It's just that when I go to Seoul with him, I'd prefer if we got to, you know, just go to some Korean restaurant and pick something on the menu. Like, one time we went to Gangnam together, right? And that's... Gangnam is a, financial district, I guess, or, yeah, financial district in Seoul, which has a lot of, big companies like Samsung and, I think, LG and some stuff like that. There's another financial district, that's on an island in Seoul, but, right, Gangnam. So we went to Gangnam one time. It was actually the day of the college entrance examinations, which meant that all the high school teachers head off of school. So we went to Gangnam together, and Gangnam is not easy to get to because we both live north of Seoul, and Gangnam is in the southern part of Seoul. So it took us about an hour and 50 minutes to get there, I think. And then we spent close to an hour and a half looking for this taco place. And we get to the Gangnam station, and after an hour and a half of walking around and not being able to find this hole-in-the-wall taco place that he'd been to once before, we realized that the exit numbers on the station had been changed like a week before then. And we didn't know that, so we kept going out of the wrong exit looking for this place. And then once we found it, I ordered a quesadilla, and it was 2 slices instead of the 4 that you would normally get anywhere else. And it was pretty terrible, actually. It was like $5, and I finished it in like 2 bites. And that was the first time I'd eaten that day. And I think it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon by the time we ate it. So that sucked. I coerced my friend into getting a cheeseburger with me after that.